Today's Fresh Titan is ready for you. Welcome.
Welcome to another edition of the Fresh Titans, where we go above and beyond to bring you titans that are captains of their industries. Today, we feature a man who has made the successful switch from the studio to the boardroom, a man who understands the concept of starting from the bottom, admired for his passion and drive, young and old. Help me welcome Mr. Mufaro Nesongano, the manager of communication at Old Mutual Namibia and subsequently its foundation as well. Mufaro, hi, how are you doing today, sir?
Man, I'm listening to that and I'm wondering, are you talking about me or who is that man that you're talking about, man? Like, this is not me. That's somebody else.
But sometimes, was it a bit of an out-of-body experience?
Yes, I know, because when you're talking about it and the fact that I'm always thinking about Fresh what role it played in my life, I sometimes just, I lose myself
speechless,
for a moment.
I honestly lose myself. Well, welcome, and thank you very much for making the time for us.
No, thank you so much for inviting me.
That's the spirit. Now, everyone has a starting point, Mufaro. What was your career and educational starting point? And don't be shy to tell us about your first job or your first hustle as well.
Yeah, if we go back to the start, and I always want to provide a historical context because it's so important. So I am originally from Zimbabwe and I studied in Zim, like I did my grade one and grade two there. Then I moved to Namibia in the northern part of the country. So I did my grade three and four. That's at International Primary School. And after that, I went back to Zim. I spent another 2 years. Then my mom tells me this story that I told her that I was missing Namibia. So I said I wanted to come back. I don't remember because I was saying I was going to grade seven and I was going to be a prefect. So I was like, this is my opportunity to also become a prefect.
Exactly.
So why would I want to come back?
One of the cool kids as well. Yes. The leaders of the school. Yeah.
Why would I want to come back? But I came back. Then I, from that point onwards, then did my grade seven, eight and nine at St. Paul's. Then I got into music. So I failed my grade nine at St. Paul's.
Yeah.
Because I was just rapping and doing all kinds.
Wait, so you got into your music when you were in grade nine?
Yes. I recall it. Cheese will remember this because I did, there's a time there was a talent show and I was Notorious B.I.G. So I did More Money, More Problems. Uh-huh. That's how far back me and music come. So I did that and I failed and my dad was so upset and they were like, no, we need to find another school for you. But I was fortunate that when I went to St. Taurus, they said, no, it's fine, you can go to grade 10. So I did grade 10, 11 and 12 at St. Taurus. So that's how I finished. Then I wanted to do university. So I did my applications. Media was the thing that I thought I wanted to do. Yeah. I wanted to go to polytechnic. My parents were like, no, you can't study at a polytechnic. You got to study at a university. They're like, no, you can also do media. What are you going to do? Where are you going to work? So do BBA. So I did BBA 4 years down the line with about four subjects remaining. I just failed.
Four
years down the line, I then decided to say, like, you know what? Let me just leave this because I was just there were just subjects I couldn't get, like statistics. I just couldn't get it.
Yes, I relate.
Macroeconomics. I business relate. Maths.
Yes.
So that period is also the period that I started radio. So in 2003, I started like in December at UNAM Radio. So in between, I think the music thing, because it always was my way out. So when I couldn't get something, then I would be involved, whether it's DJing, whether it's on-air presenting. So 2003, 2007 is when I started at UNAM Radio. And when you're talking about even my, I recall, I still have even the pay slips then, getting about, was it $50, $100 per month? Yes. Because that was obviously, radio at the university. So they don't pay a lot.
Yeah.
So I did that for 4 years. Then Fresh happened in 2007 when I saw the advert. It was somewhere, I think October. We started in October, but we obviously had to firstly audition. I remember, was it a hall or some place that we had to go to? Then we all auditioned. Then we were told, okay, fine, you guys have made it. Then now you're going to have to go through training. Went through training. Juan was our first. He's like, I always tell him, I've got such a, he's such a dear person to me. Like, so we did that. So I did that for 2 years. I was at close to 2 years at Fresh. Then, I had a bit of fallout with that. Then
radio drama.
But I must say, Norman was an interesting person. We met, I think it was 2 years ago. And I was just telling him that he actually taught me a lot. I think by then we're young and we felt we knew and we just wanted to talk back and so
aggressive.
But I told him, no, thank you so much, because the things that you're trying to impart now make sense. So I really appreciated that. So then from 2009-10 I was at Energy. Then also something happened there. Life happened. I ended up at Base. But what I must tell you is that going to Base was also the time that I'd also started studying at now Polytechnic. Okay.
That's not the second stint now, going back to school.
Yes, I went to school in 2009.
Yeah.
So 2009, 2012. So what essentially ended up happening is I then got an opportunity to do my internship at Base. So I was working at Base, but I needed to intern somewhere. So then I was like, you know, let me just intern at Base. But it's a place that humbled me. I recall, because I'm a town boy, and I know I don't say it as though trying to show off anything, but I just grew up in town. That's why.
That's your circumstance.
Yeah, that's my circumstances.
Story about it. Yeah.
And I recall when I now finally got to start working at Base, driving to Tura. And I remember that day so vivid. And I'm seeing these bars and I'm like, yo, people are already drinking so early in the morning. And I'm thinking to myself, like, this is what I'm going to be working, right? This is like my reality. But NSK, those were some of the best years of my life on radio. I met really good people. People that I'm still friends with. Marco is one. Ndeshi is another. Sibo Shabalala is another person. We are still tight. And I got an opportunity to be an acting station manager for a period there. We did some great stuff, did some great work. One of the journeys I'm so proud of is that particular journey, because it humbled me. It made me see the other side of society.
Yes.
When we're hungry, we just go to single quarters, get our kapana, get our faith cook. And that was just life.
Yeah.
And you know, when I had to leave that, because that's when I finished now in 2012, I then got a job at NBIC because I'd graduated with my first degree, which was then a journalism and communications degree. Then NBIC was a NAS center where it was all about innovation, which was a brilliant, brilliant place because I got to understand the ins and outs of what innovation is all about. And in its simplest form, innovation is just simply improving on a particular idea that's already there.
Yeah.
And when you do that, you're good. So if you continuously innovate, you're always going to progress. So I did that, also got an opportunity to do my honors just before I left. So when I joined NWR, I then graduated with my honors in journalism and communications, spent 7 years there. Then the past month and a few days, I've been at Old Mutual. Then I also finished my master's in the 3 years, counting backwards, from 2021. So 2019, I felt like, you know what, I'd done what I needed to do. I needed to improve my education. So I enrolled, because this was a program that had, there was a lot of talk around it, but we didn't know when it was actually going to be started. So in 2019, they say like, no, we're starting the master's programs. If you want to apply, apply. I applied, got into it. COVID happened. We're shaken up a little bit. But in hindsight, if I'd not done that, I don't think I'll be in the position where I am, where I see the need to always upgrade your education. And our education is so central to who I am today. Like, I it's something I cannot even lie to you. Without having done my education part, I seriously wouldn't be here doing what I'm doing.
It's amazing. In case you just joined us, we are talking to Mufaro Nesangano. He's the manager of communications and Old Mutual Foundation, subsequently as well. He failed his grade 9. He didn't finish his first degree with a couple of subjects left. And then he ended up being acting station manager at a radio station, Base FM, in Katitura.
Yes, imagine.
What a story. This is Fresh Titans. Now, Mufaro, as a professional and a general figure of the community, what challenges do you face on a daily in your professional environment?
You know, when you talk about that, and it's the first thing that I actually need to say, I always joke about this. I my email address, I think I was assisted by my then partner, and that was 2000 and maybe 5, 6.
Okay.
When my current Yahoo email, I still have my Yahoo email.
Incredible.
And I didn't know this professional writing was. This dear sir, I hope you are well.
Yes.
That stuff, at Fresh is when I started knowing a bit about that. So these things were I was early days in these things, man. What is this professional writing all about? So the transition, because we're most easygoing people. What's up? What's happening? So that transition was very difficult. I still sometimes fall back because I'm an easygoing person. I always even just tell colleagues that I work with that I'm the kind of guy that I'll call you rather than writing a long email. Let's just talk. So you need to now become a bit more professional, write down all the thoughts so that somebody understands what you're trying to put through, then they call you back if there's some things that are not clear. That I found that transition very difficult. And the other part is just realizing that you're no longer in the entertainment space. So there's a certain way that you need to uphold yourself. There's a certain things that you cannot write up. I mean, there's some things I want to comment on, let's say with this on social media, but I need to keep on like, woof, no, I can't say that. Because then it's going to be perceived as this company that he works for is saying that or believes in that or they're advocating for that. Because I'm not just any longer, and it's not even trying to talk highly, but it's the association with a particular brand becomes you, whether you like it or not. So when you see me now, you associate me to the company that I'm working for, as opposed to just simply, here's a dude that is going on about his life and you can't do that association. So what
and,
is
and unfortunately, no, maybe the people can't separate the two.
Yeah, no, they can't.
Yeah.
Even if you try and say, you put disclaimers, the reality is that people would always connect those thoughts to your organization. But they say, if NSK thinks like that, the likelihood of that organization also thinking and feeling like that is high.
It's
because
high,
you work for it. So you influence how they think and how they do things. And especially when you're in the communications role that one has.
Yes.
It's really that. I mean, I can't just be making statements left, right, and center. No, I need to be very mindful of that.
I think we are learning today. It's amazing. Thank you very much, Mufaro. Now, speaking of learning, what would your advice be to a young Namibian professional just like yourself, who too would want to climb the corporate ladder or perhaps embark on a different journey, maybe an entrepreneurship journey, not forgetting the girl and the boy child that find themselves in the remote areas, in the small towns, perhaps also in coming from a different country. You mentioned that you came from Zimbabwe. Maybe we have a kid just like yourself right now coming from Botswana trying to make sense of this Namibian environment.
Yes. First and foremost, life is a journey. That's, I think when one starts with what they think life is all about, it's pretty much not what is going to become the output of it. You soon realize that there's going to be so many different factors and people that are going to influence you. You are also going to be, you're also going to influence yourself by what you read, what you consume, who you spend time with, and just the general things that are happening around where you're at. So appreciate that life is a journey. And you also equally need to understand that in the area that you're operating in, education, unfortunately, whether you like it or not, plays a very central role. So whether you want to be an entrepreneur, whether you want to be an artist, whether you want to do whatever you want to do, it's unfortunate. I say it unfortunate in the sense that there are other countries where this does not play a major role in your ability to succeed. But in our context, whether it's in Namibia, whether it's in Zimbabwe, Zambia, Botswana, it's just one of those things that if I come to you and I say, I'm the greatest actor and I want to give you guys a presentation on this, they're going to say, okay, fine, can you show us your qualifications to prove that you are that? So, and it's unfortunate because I can do this and I'm passionate about it. So once I get the paper, then they believe that you're actually good, whether I'm good or not. So that's one thing that I'd really say, please, whether it's a degree, whether it's a certificate, a diploma, just to do that. It also helps you as you get older because we're not all going to remain young.
True.
The reality is that even those that you look and say, no, but they succeeded without, that was a time and place that could have happened. In our current society, you are limited when you have not been able to also upgrade your education part. You literally are suffocating yourself because then when the growth is supposed to happen, then they say, do you have this? Damn.
And that opportunity is lost.
Yes. So that is so, that's so important. Remain humble, learn from the elders. And I say this, understanding also where we are as a society, we're saying these old people must go. But the reality is that we are going to become old, and these young are looking at us and saying, "You old people must also go." When the time comes, would you want that to be said about us? Exactly. You wouldn't want.
Yeah.
So really learn from them, and just be graceful. Like whatever ups and downs, just do it with grace. that's really that.
He is the manager of communications, new job even for that matter, at Old Mutual and also subsequently Old Mutual Foundation. Mufaro Nesengano, thank you very much for your time. Your wisdom, unmatched. I think it's no secret that gentlemen like myself knows your path, looks up to you. Well,
thank you.
And we were in high school, we were in primary school listening to you guys, looking at you guys on TV, and to see what you are today is incredible. The transition, amazing. And I promise you, our fresh listener today took what you said and they're going to run with it.
No, thank you so much, NSK. And I'm also proud of your journey. Let me say it was there listening. Like, really, you've done amazing things. Even the column that you've been able to maintain. Like, I'm like, how does NSK do this?
It's been 7 years.
Like, how does it do it? Because I couldn't write for that long. But you've been doing it, and you continuously transform and reinvent yourself in areas and spaces. So keep doing your thing, man.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I almost feel like a titan myself.
You are one in your own space, man.
Thank you so much. Well, stick around. This is Fresh FM. Next week, Thursday, we will feature another titan. Until then, keep listening.
Fresh Titans is proudly brought to you by Namdia. I am Namdia. I am Namibian.